Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call in Coach. They call in Doc. They call him Low. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. My. I'm so glad to be here with you today. This is our 1 o'clock hour. I'm Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. I'm excited because it gives us the opportunity to be interactive. We have now up another added social media site, and that's X, formerly known as Twitter. You can check it out on at WBSW Radio, and you will get a chance to be a part of this. We thank each and every one of the social medias for allowing the internet station being number one. We also want you to be a part of the show by calling. Number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, actually your location, and you can chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Also, you have an opportunity to go to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/internettalkradio. You can email us at WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. And we're now live on Twitter, or formerly Twitter X, which is what we're working with. However, you still can connect with us at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10 at Larissa D. Smith 15. The other thing we're excited to be live on is Facebook. It's facebook.com/DRALDAlberto Smith. Instagram, president.drLarissaD.Smith. Tumblr Live, we're so excited to be on that. That's at Dr. Lowe Smith dash blog. Then also on TikTok, we have at Dr. L. DiAlberto Smith. So we're excited to have all of these networks up and running at this 1 o'clock hour. And our prayer is to make sure we have an opportunity to be really, really interactive today. So we truly want you to be a part of it. So you can use your device to type in your comment. But I do want you to make sure you definitely, and I want you to definitely give us likes. If you like what we're doing, we'll make sure you are part of this by noting the likes now and the hearts. We'll take each one of them. And truly, like I said, we just want you to be a part of this, and we want you to be interactive. If you don't want to say anything, at least type something in, or either hit the like or the heart button. That's truly a great opportunity for us. WBSW Radio, the internet station, is number one listeners and watchers in 41 countries. We also have asked you to register for our WBSW Radio giveaway. And you might ask the question, what are you giving away? We've been giving away so far. Right now, I'm thinking correctly, 20 trips where we pay for the hotel stay. You're taking everything else. We've raffled them off. What we need to have is your name, along with a means of transaction. You ask, why do you need a means of transaction? For one thing, we do give love offerings. We do send out cash by request. We try to work with individuals to make sure we can help in the challenging times we're going through now. I noticed that gas is beginning to drop a little bit, but gas has been extremely high for a year and a half, and it's been a challenge. Grocery is high. Everything is high, and we want to be able to give back. So we need means of transaction so we can work with you, and that's Cash App. If you have a Cash App, send your name along with a Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle 2. WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23 at gmail.com. Send us one of those means of transaction to WBSW Radio, the internet station, number 23 at gmail.com. We ask for your support. We're going to give back, but we do ask for your support. And you can support WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one at Cash App. $Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David Smith. That's Lorenza D. Smith with the $. So we ask for your support. Thank each and every one of you all for joining us because it's good to have you in here. And I try to give people a shout out to user 267. Let's make sure 10422D. Also, we have Applejack 62 joining us. We have Metal Heart Girl joining us. Snoop Dogg 316 joining us. And more coming in as we speak. We're going to shout out to my nephew and my frat brother, none other than Smitty, we call him. That's Sean Smitty Smith is joining us. Thank you, Smitty, for taking time to be a part of. Let's talk about what's going on in our neighborhood. See, our focus for the last 9 months, 10 months, it's November now, is we want to build our boys to be impactful men. We want to support our boys to be impactful men. So the title of today's series is Supporting Boys to be Financially Literate, Part 2. Literacy is important. We're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, sanctified out of Greenville, Alabama. And as you know, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity have a national youth organization called our Sigma Beta Club, founded in 1950. We're the first organization to have a youth organization and a youth club, you want to call, and build. And we're now in 2023, and as strong as ever is one of our foundations. So we want to continue to do it. So being partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, this radio station want to help the brothers be able to address issues. We may not have any boys on here, but as a parent, we ask you as a parent, listen what we're sharing with you. You can do this because we've been building boys to be impactful men from the time they come out the womb. Because we want them to hear this because they're growing, they're nurturing. To have what's there, but we have to have positive role models. We have to have positive mentors. We have to show them, not just tell them, be in a position to show them what exactly is going on, how they can be successful. So as we was talking through our process today, I wanted to make sure actually a particular area that we want our boys to be successful. So the title today is Supporting Boys to be Financial Literate. To be literate, not illiterate, it's literate, part four. And one of the first things about is dealing with promoting financial literacy in our community. One of the key aspects of financial literacy includes knowing how to, first of all, create a budget. I know a right now that are struggling with creating budgets. We spend and then we try to respond after we have all our funding. And what we want to show our boys that we're going to do it right, and that way they can do it right. So when you talk about creating a budget, if you get an opportunity to try to pull this slip off right here, give us an opportunity to show you. So if you're not up to par on budgeting, it's hard to show your son or your daughters, or anybody, or maintain your own financial success if you're not able to budget each month. See, one of the challenges now is all these great things. You want to go great places. You want to go to all these things you had a chance to do, world's wide open. But if you're not budgeting in a position to be able to put money away, not just for a trip, but money away for that call rainy day. You have to budget each month. You need to know what you have in place so you can be successful and go on these various trips. Yeah, I'm hard on it because it's too. We're in a challenging time now. Inflation is inflation. No matter what people say, people that have a lot of money don't really experience it like you experience. We're in the average and just middle, if you want to call it middle class, a little bit above middle class. It means you're about $80,000 down below. You feel the crunch. You go check the paycheck. So you want to be able to budget each month to make sure you can have to make it from month to month. See, a lot of us are living from paycheck to paycheck. People don't understand when you're living from paycheck to paycheck. Even though you have a middle class position, you're still living from paycheck to paycheck because you did not use the budgeting process. And I tell people, you have to budget each month. See, I deal with a lot of people. They call me and ask me to kind of put some things together. What I need to do, how can I get myself in a better position. The biggest problem I found out with individuals is they lack the ability to count. You look at me like I'm crazy. You know, being able to count money and understanding what it's all about takes work. Takes the ability to put things in the right place. See, that slaps a lot of people in the face when I tell them, I said, "You, what's your problem? You can't calculate? You can't put it in there? It don't need to be where you have to have your phone to calculate. In your mind, with your money, you need to be able to collect it, calculate money. If you're having a challenge with that, then you're budgeting. See, we think because we have debit cards, and at this point, the way the economy is, the credit cards and the debit cards are going to put us in a lot of challenges. And you have to understand that. You can't use credit card because you're short here to buy everything because the interest rate is one thing that the Fed controls. And when they present that to the feel the crunch, you will feel the crunch. The housing market is booming, being shot up. In finance, being went from one time 3.3, 2.8%, now it's up to 7.8%. It makes it hard for people to purchase a home now. It's a challenge. So you have to make sure you're able to budget your money. Create a budget that fits you, not what fits other people. See, that's the problem. We do things to please other people. You can't overextend yourself because somebody else have overextended themselves or feel like they're comfortable. The next thing is planning for retirement. Do you have a plan for retirement? See, the thing about a lot, especially a lot of young people, and it's in the middle age too, is that we hadn't thought about what we'll need to live on from 65 to 85. Some people say, well, I ain't worried about that. But you know what you better worry about? You better get yourself in a situation that you're able to have at least $1.8 million to live from 65 to 85, because right now it has skyrocketed. Our facilities and the cost to live there is way out of hand. But just think about 20 years from now. Just because you're 35 or 40, you need to know 30. Now you'll be in that same situation. What are you putting away? If you do what you're supposed to do, and plan for retirement. Everybody said, well, we need to take my money and invest it in something. Everything is a chance. Invest in yourself. We ask you to make sure you do that. Invest in yourself. Don't worry about going out and investing in the wealth. Be able to budget, be able to have that rainy day fund, be able to put money away so you can literally have money when you get from 65 to 85. There's not going to be no Social Security because people are still living longer. And they're using up the money that we have. So in 20 or 30 years, you have your 401k3, and that can be hit hard when the economy and inflation come into play. You need to have a plan of action. How you will get from 65 to 85. And people say, well, that's not important. I ain't worried about that right now. But I worry about it. It'll get here quick and fast. If God bless you to wake up every morning and live from year to year, you'll get to that age. And you'll be thankful to get to that age. And I'll tell you right now, It won't be no Social Security. It won't have all the things that you think that people are experiencing now and their talent being challenged now. It won't be in place. So have a plan of action for retirement. The next thing is manage debt. Income, you're not going to make it. What you think when people file for bankruptcy? They go to debtor's court because their debt outgrew their income. You have to live within your means. Don't live like the people down the street or in the certain neighborhoods. You have to live what's best for you. So don't let your debt. That's one of the biggest challenges going to come out in the next 12 months, is that credit card going to be something to the detriment of a lot of people, because you was forced to use credit cards now because you don't have the income. The interest rate going to pop. The APR going to be really high. See, these kind of things you need to know. So you must manage your debt. Don't be doing things that you're not able to pay for. I always tell people, and I'll go back to one of my relatives. They called me and said that they need to borrow some money. I said, okay, you need to borrow some money. I got a trip plan. I got the money to get there, but I need to have money so I can. And I told him, I said, you can't enjoy it, because if you owe somebody, how can you think about enjoying? You got to come back and pay them. So if you don't have the money to go and take care of the whole thing, you need to stay at home. Staycation is okay. It's all right to have a staycation instead of trying to do these things some of these individuals are trying to do. You can't afford. It's an expensive adventure. So truly take an opportunity to think about that. That don't put yourself in that position because you want to go and hang out with various people so you can say you have a chance to go and you can show your pictures of the food out there, and you don't have the money to go. You always try to make sure you take all your bills. Then you got to put money away for a rainy day. That's not money away for a trip. That's for a rainy day. Rainy day is when your air conditioning unit go out and you don't have any one of the different services they have out there where they may pay a percentage of it because you pay each month, what they call home shield, and you got to pay $3,000, $4,000 to get your air conditioning money. Your heat go out $3,000 or $4,000. Do you have that pipeline? Do you have that money in place, or do you just you got $50 to $100, $1,000? That's not gonna cut it. Now you got to go borrow it from someone. You have to make sure you manage your debt. Track, and I always tell people, track your personal spending. This is how you can promote financial literacy. Track your personal spending. You know how you do that? Let me tell you how you do that. You got a ledger. You have a bank ledger. You have a check ledger. And you have a debit card ledger. A ledger. You need to document what you're spending. Every day. You need to document. It's no question. Everybody can tell you, man, don't worry about it. It'd be somebody you can borrow money. People don't loan money because, you see, that's why these shows, you see where people go into coach. I'm going to just use some of them, give them some pub. That's Judge Judy. Go see Judge Judy. Or go down here in small claims court because you're trying to get your money back. Because when I loan it to you, I did it on good faith. You took it on good faith, but you became in bad faith when you wanted to pay me back. See, you don't want to pay me back. You want to pay me when you want to pay me, but I was able to give you what you need when you need it. I need you to give it back when you say. You have to be a man or woman of your word. Truly, truly, people have to understand. You just can't be borrowing from people and not. And eventually, that is not a good investment for me or who can afford to do it. Because I plan for a rainy day. I'm able to put money. Because you choose not to, because you want to do all the things everybody else is doing that in the same fits someone in your category, then you want to put it on me and then get mad when I ask you about it. That's not the way it should be. So you have things to be successful. You have to create a budget, plan for retirement, manage your debt, and track your personal spending. See, if you want to be financial literate, sometime read some books on how you can be financial literate. You need to listen to various individuals' content. Maybe podcasts, might be something else. Sharing information. Subscribe to a financial content. Or talk to a financial professional. It was amazing. My wife, she works on a part-time basis. One of the individuals who was able to put herself in a position to do things and eventually have people that can work on her eventually. That's not a full-time job. It's just part-time. But she sent me something that I needed to, and it was where I could take, I could go on my account that I have, which is a life insurance policy with Prime America, and I can put all my bills and how much I'm spending, and it'll tell me how long. It's a tracker. So you got to be able to be in a position, know somebody that can help you. So you can be successful, because it is a challenge out there. Let me give a shout out to D underscore Tanae underscore D. Thank you so much. I saw Tasima on here for joining us. Also, I want to give a shout out to Dash Innocent, who will lobby to the Deck King. We have Dangerous Painter Lady joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. We give a shout out to one of our sponsors, that's TriStat LLC, the consultant that will provide you an opportunity to administer your grant. If you've been awarded a grant or even a loan, give them a call, and they can work with you to help you put your paperwork together, get it in order so you can get a report that allows those grantors to grant you an opportunity again. You can call Mr. Williams Hot at 334-320-5438, and that's Mr. William Scott, TriStat LLC. Also, a shout-out to L&T Starworth Lawn Service LLC out of South Central Alabama. Let's play their promo.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Here we go. We're gonna spread it around.
Hard work,
hard work.
L&T Starworth Lawn Service LLC just gave you the hard work. They're willing to do hard work. They want to manicure your lawn. Also, they can move stumps and extra stuff that's on your property. You can get with Mr. Tony Stallworth, and you can go to Facebook, Anthony Stallworth, and as well as his number is 334-300-7401. That's Mr. Anthony Stallworth, and he can help you. That's L&T Stallworth Lawn Service LLC. Thank you so much, Brother Starworth, for being a part of and helping us promote what we're trying to do. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, brother, for doing that, supporting. Next thing is the five principles of financial literacy. First of all, understand the five principles of literacy is important. One of the things you have to understand that you're dealing with earnings. What you earn, how you manage it. The next thing is savings. Are you able to save? We're talking about working with them so they can save. So you have to start off as early as 2, 3, and 4 years old. Up from 2 to 5, you can start with a piggy bank. And then that piggy bank will give you a chance to address some of the issues of saving. Don't just allow them to put the pennies or dollars or whatever in there, and you take to the bank. You take him to the bank See, we want our boys to be impactful men. We have to show them savings can give them benefit. When they give them a little white book to put on, and let's record what you deposit, and keep doing it over and over and over again. Now you build an account for them. So people have to understand that earning, see, whatever they earn, and I just believe no matter what age, you can give them a chore and just reward them through pay. And you can pay them, let them know, okay, you put this in your bank, and you piggy bank, and we're going to take it to the bank. So we got to teach them that their earnings are important. The next thing is savings. See, we got now we're going with savings, as I mentioned, the piggy bank. Take it to the bank. Take them to the bank, like I just said. Then investment. As they get older, they'll learn how to invest. For example, if you want, you saw a car that you really like, and you would like to purchase that car, son, are the people that they have committed to helping to the car lot. And talk with, let them hear you talk to the salesman. Don't leave them in the car. They're beginning to build that, how is this car an investment? You explain it. Sit down and talk. How are the things you're doing an investment? When you're talking about, especially when of age, now certain age brackets that children should be able to understand and certain things. You can start as young as a piggy bank. You can start, take them to the store, let them purchase, and let them pick out, and then ask them to see what the cost is, and ask them to ask, yeah, to learn math outside of a cell phone. They have to be able to count. They have to be able to subtract. They have to be able to multiply. They have to be able to add. They have to do that so they can understand literacy. Also, the next thing, letting them know how you can protect the funds that you have. See, these are the five principles of financial literacy. Knowing that you can protect it by not putting yourself in situations that's going to cause you to lose what you have. You have to understand gambling is not a way of detrimental to your literacy. You got to protect it by not getting into that. Some people can make money off them, not taking anything away from them, but that is not a sound financial plan. That is not. I listened to a content person the other day, and it was talking to some of the clients and individuals that's talking about, you know, if you bet on life saying you everything will be all right, then you take all your money and go to, if you believe everything, go to Las Vegas, take all your money and just drop it on the table and see what happens. That's not sound planning. Financial planning. It's exciting. It's fun. But how did you go through the process of budget, creating a budget? How did you go through the process of managing the debt? How did you go through the process of tracking your personal spending when you go through? That's not sound. So in essence, you protect it by knowing and learning what's best, learning all the key aspects of finance and working on. Next thing is borrowing. If you borrow something, you ought to pay it back. It's just amazing how we can borrow from each other and don't want to pay each other back. Then it also rolled over a lot of people. They borrow from a financial institution and don't want to pay them back. That's not good business. That's not sound financial planning or part of literacy. That's illiterate activity, and that's what kind of you'll fall in. The next one is spending. See, we're talking about the five principles of financial literacy. Spending is important. Do you have to buy this? Do you have to pay that type of price? Do you have to pay $400 for a pair of sneakers? Do you, you know, we're putting children in sneakers that $200 when you know their feet is growing. When I say children, when they come as infants up to probably 5, 6, 7 years old, up to 10, you don't do that just so you can fit in. You have to do it, have sound financial literacy. See, we have to also keep in mind the only way we can make informed and effective finance, we need to that earning, saving, and investing, protecting, borrowing, and spending is very important. We have to do that. Put that in an order so we can be successful. We can implement these principles if you had to allow yourself to set everything up for a brighter financial future. You have to set yourself by doing this. This is how you can understand and implement the principles as just mentioned. Allow you to set yourself up for a bright financial future. That's what you have to do. There's no room for anything else if you want to be successful. And we have to prepare our boys to do that. We have to prepare them. Let's give a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That is Brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sarah Katrina Roper, Georgiana, Alabama. They have a promo they want us to play.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Let me tell you, check them out. That's an awesome place with Southern fried food. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. That, again, is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and his wife, a member of Sigma Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, his brother Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. You can give them a call at 334-549-0950. While I'm here, I'm going to share what those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated is doing down in Greenville, Alabama. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, their motto is they lead in the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And what they're doing is they're giving away Thanksgiving dinners this Saturday from 5 to 7 in Georgiana, Alabama. They are partnered with Mary Ruth Restaurant, Simply Beautiful Event Center in Georgiana, Alabama, and they'll be giving away up to 100 meals at Simply Beautiful Event Center from 5 to 7. This is how they're giving back. It's Operation Blue Hope. Is that one of that programs they do every year? It's an annual program. They give back. They also will be coming on December the 16th. Handing out over 100 throw blankets to the elderly in Butler County. So check them out. They're doing some awesome things and they're getting that out about the throw blankets that are going to be handed out to all of the individuals, the elderly at the various nursing homes, the living assistant home in Georgiana, Alabama, as well as Greenville. And we truly, truly want you all to know we want to give back. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma want to give back. We're all about social action. We're all about bigger, better business, all about education. So we want to truly give back. I want to give a shout out to one of our, matter of fact, our recording secretary and the director of education. He's a principal at a school down in Connecticut County, Evergreen, Alabama, called Thurgood Marshall Middle School. and he's doing something to motivate his students academically. He's giving away like $25 little prizes to those students that are on honor roll or increase their grades from a B to an A or a C from a B. And if you're interested in supporting this academic support prize for those teenagers, middle school students down in Connecticut County, which is part of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Proximity, they have all of the areas down they work with down there at Thurgood Marshall Middle School. You can cash out $DPew1914. That is Derek Pugh, Brother Derek Pugh, the principal of Thurgood Marshall High School in Evergreen, Alabama. They're doing some awesome things. Let's support what these guys are doing. They're making it happen. I also want to give a shout out to one of the brothers in the chapter who will be honored this Friday night. They're naming the gymnasium floor at J.F. Shields High School in Beatrice, Alabama, named after him because all the years and service he gave to the school district, to the athletic program. None other than Hall of Fame of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, Brother Jerome Sanders, if not mistaken, 3 or 4 times state champion in basketball. And they're naming the floor Coach Jerome Sanders floor at J.F. Shields High School in Beatrice, Alabama. That's Friday, November 17th. It's about right at the time in between, they play their 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, whatever they call junior varsity, the girls, and they play the boys Friday night. So check them out. That's Brother Jerome Sanders, and the floor's been named. It's going to be called at J.F. Shields High School in Beatrice, Alabama. It will be Coach Jerome Sanders' floor. Awesome. We want to give a shout out to each and every one of those guys that are doing some awesome things. Let's move forward with how to raise financially literate boys. And we got to do this. And we got to use it. Let me share some things with you. You can write it down. First of all, you want to talk about financial goals and saving with the boys. What to do is help boys make smart spending decisions by teaching them how to set financial goals. See, we have to set goals. We got several people because what happened on names are rolling, and I'm trying to see some of the names. So we give a shout out to Sarah, and that was Sarah Libby. And then we have Kawan, Light Shop, and like Pub. Thank you, PubG. Thank you so much for joining us. There were several others that rolled earlier, and I didn't write. We have Augusta was on there as well. So those are individuals that are checking us out on TikTok. Thank you so much. We also have on Facebook, we have President Dr. Marilla D. Smith on Instagram. We have WBSW Radio on X. Normally Twitter, we'll be broadcast live there. And I tell you, it's good, God. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The calling number is 347-857-4192. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or give your location. Then you chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And we talk about supporting boys to be financial literate. In essence, financial literacy is so important for our boys. Here are some other things in regards to raising a financially literate boy. We talked about financial goals just then and saving. It helps the boy, help a boy prepare and set financial, teaching them to keep track of. Just because it's not your money don't mean you can just spend it like you want. Keep up with it. Describe healthy use of plastic. And you got to keep it. You're talking about credit cards now. You got a credit card, debit card. Show how a healthy use of that credit card a debit card. Teach them that money can be fun, meaning that when you have money, things can be fun for you. But you also have to keep in mind, if you abuse that, it can be detrimental to you as well. Thank you so much, Brother Smith. Smitty, send me a like. I need everybody to send some likes. I need you to hit the hearts too as well. And then if you want to support what we're trying to do on WBSW Radio, the internet station, where number one, you can cash out $ Lorenza, LORENZAD, as in David Smith. And we will thank you for your support, because we want to be able to give back as well. And when we receive support, we can go purchase a book, so we can go and purchase these other giveaways we have. We just ask you to support what we try to do here. Also, have special advice, meaning sit down and talk to the older boys. Talk with them when they get to be 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, 18, 19. See, the truth of a boy can fall in two or three categories if he's not trained right. See, he can become, when he becomes 21, he can be an overgrown boy or a grown male. He has all the tools. He looks like a man, but he ain't quite a man yet. Or you can prepare him to be a grown man. See, what do you want your boy to be? Because we have grown males 50 years old. We have overgrown boys 40 and 50 years old. Unfortunate, we have those guys, and those guys are out here not able to fight, and they definitely struggling in relationships, not only family, friendship, relationship, organization, and you can tell when those young men need some help, and you got to put some time. Do special advice. I want to really thank each and every one of the ones on Twitter. We, you know, Twitter only gives you so much time to kind of run a show, not the full hour, it gives you 30 minutes. And thank you so much for joining us on Twitter. Truly excited to have you use this device today. All right, the next thing is how to teach financial literacy to our boys. And it's important that we do this. But before we move to that, we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, which is Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. We want to be able to talk about what they're offering. And truly, truly, I'm excited. But this young lady started off and she said, I have a business. How can you support me on this? And what I did, I told them, I said, we will promote you and advertise what you're doing. This is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
You get knocked down and get up. So we got to teach our boys that we want to be successful financially. Yeah, we talk about how we're striving now in business. They are starting these businesses and everybody's doing this. We want generational wealth. But if you're not teaching them, you can't achieve those things. We have to teach them so when they become men. As I was sharing with you, I said, well, we classified, and a lot of people struggle and fight with this, just because you become 21, you become a man. Yeah, you might be a man to buy things, but see, to be a grown man, you might have to go through those years in your 20s and early 30s and all the struggles and all the things you go to. When you get about 35, a man hits his stride. See, when you compare a woman to a man, we get into a different story, but we're going to come get our boys. Guys, you have to know this, too, that our boys, when they're 21, and when you match up on the ability to maturity, women are a lot mature at 21 than a man is. Then up to 25, a woman is still more mature than a man. When they get to 30, a woman, they start balancing out a little bit. A woman still mature. When you get to 35, a man hit his stride. So he's a lot more mature. And from that 35 to 40 and 45, it falls in their favor. So if you reach that grown man stage and you got the financial literacy part down, you're going to be successful. So we're going to teach our boys that financial literacy. We got to understand the basic of money management. See, too many times we don't understand that. And management includes budgeting. I talked about that earlier. Savings, I talked about that earlier. Debt, managing debt. Investing, giving, and also putting themselves in a position so they can track personal finance. This is how you teach our boys. And how can you lay the foundation? See, the knowledge you gain from understanding through those financial literacy class will lay the foundation to build a strong money habit early. We want to do it early. That's why I said it's important 2 or 3, 4, 5 years old. The piggy bank concept got to be in place because you want them to be successful. Then you go take them where they can deposit money. When they go to the store, they understand if they pick up some, they don't just grab and put it in a basket. You say, look at it. This is how much you're working with. And we have to continue to teach our boys. And this seminar is all about supporting and building our boys, the impact for men. So I'm saying that you can take it and do it with your girl. It's fine with me. But we want to teach our boys, because this show is all about, have strong money habits. See, they need to get it early so they can avoid the many mistakes that a lot of us make. You know, it was amazing. My dad told me something when I started my career and making a little money. I called it a little money at the time. And he would say, son, he said, I can tell you what. You make 3 times as much as I made. I was able to take care of all of you all, make sure y'all can go to school and do all that, and always had some of the best things I can offer you and not what everybody else is. But you're in worse shape than I am. You see, because debt and them credit cards gonna get you. And darn sure that man was so right. We're rebounding now from that. I'm rebounding from that. In college, they offered the opportunity to get a credit card. That was, you know, we sit up in the student union and we had an organization, business organization come in, like our store, main store stores come and set up. At the time, it was JCPenney, Sears. It was Gayfers. Now it's called Dillard. And they would sit up there, and they would offer you a credit card. You didn't have a job. Got credit cards. Went out there, and we bought things. We were spending crazy. We'd take folks, and we were big. But that was one of the bills that always held us up when we was in a position where we reached that 30 and 35 to come back and hunt. We still paying for it. Some of us were still paying for it when we got 35 years old. So you have to be, you have to understand and manage and have a strong money foundation early. See, that way you won't make the mistake that could be lifelong. They're a lifelong struggle. You have many struggles. You know why? Because I said we got it at 19, 20 years old, and we still was paying for it 30 and 31, 32. That's almost 10 years, 12 years. So you got to remember, you have to put yourself in a position that you can be successful. Don't go for what everybody else is doing. See, allow your boys, you know, your sons, your brothers, teach your brothers, teach your siblings, teach your grandchildren to observe budgeting discussion. If they do that, that can help them to learn to spend responsibly. Like, that make them earn their allowance. That's what we teach our boys. Make them earn their allowance. They are responsible. Encourage part-time gigs. You know, I can remember when I was 12 and 13 years old. You can't let a lot of our boys walk around now. But we were 12 and 13 years old. We was out cutting grass when it was. We would walk miles, miles and miles in the city cutting and asking people if they want their lawn cut. We was trying to earn our own little money. And we would take that some of that money and we'll go up to a place called Crystal. You can heard of Crystal. And buy us at that time four hamburgers. We love the fries and then have a chocolate shake from cutting grass. So that was my own gig. Me and another fellow, we was able to, we was walking. So we had the newspaper one day. One of the representatives from Montgomery Advertiser passed by, saw us walking, stopped and interviewed us. 12, 13 years old out cutting grass. That was a gig. Teach our boys to do that. It might not be that possibly now to do yard cutting. But they can go around. You can have them to move trash, move limbs, and do stuff with people, rake yards, so many little things. Have their own gig. Contribute to their purchase. Don't give them everything. Let them earn, and you can contribute to it. Make the money a game. You say, what's a game? See, it's like anything. Monopoly is a game. You know how? See, you got to remember, Monopoly is a game that deals with money and property. See, we can teach our children that. Open a bank account for them. Introduce them to investing. And people don't realize how important that is. Introduce them to an opportunity to invest. Have honest conversation with your sons about or your boys about money. You got to have an honest conversation. Because financial literacy should be taught by family, not by the street. All the things I just shared with you, it's important that we keep in mind because, see, a lot of our families treat money topics like a taboo. We shouldn't talk about money in our household. That's when they should learn about money. These are the topics that you need to talk about, hard topics and money woes. You should share it. Says there's some conversation you should have. No, you should let them be in your conversation when adults are talking, but you should be able to share where this is explained to you. You don't lose, your child will lose faith in telling the truth is when you try to hide a lie. That's where you fail them at. So you have to have that hard conversation. You have to have regular family discussions about money. It may get you in order that you got to realize I have to budget. I have to invest. I have to plan. I have to keep track. See, if you show them this is what it takes, your boys will walk away from your home and leave your home prepared to deal with this challenging world. You can have a scar there for those boys, and those boys won't be successful. Now, I was listening to the content, and a young lady said that she was married and she divorced her husband because he wasn't making a whole lot of money. And now she's out looking for somebody that's going to put her in that category of a lifestyle. That's sad because, no, he might have hit a stride. He might have hit where it was good and where it was bad at one time. But you don't, see, we got to take money from being the ultimate, it becomes the root of evil sometimes. I always tell people, you go running behind these different jobs, and you, what you going to do with your money? You call yourself making. If you leave a place that the cost of living is not as high, probably that, and go to a place, you got to remember, if you're making that amount, it's going to equal up to what you was making in that place. And you have less headaches, less travel. And I always use that with people. I'm running to them now. I want to get to Atlanta because we're going to make more money. But you remember the cost of living up there is about 15 to 20% more than it is in areas in, that is not in Atlanta, in other states that's around because of property tax. North Florida is different than South Florida. I'm telling people because I stayed there. Don't just say you're going to go somewhere and you take, you don't make money. but you also fall in another tax bracket. But you also know that living will put you back in it. We have to plan with our young men. See, we have to share positive money stories. You have to casually talk about it, so we're not normalize what money really is and what they think about money. You have to have financial planning. You have to discuss it, man. You have to set aside a time every month for your family, money talk, and you can call it money. Nothing wrong with it. Next day, include kids of all ages in small acts of financial decision making. Because see, this is the real world. And keep an active money mind, a family active money mind when you include your children as well. Now, saving is the most important financial habit to instill early on in your boys. The next thing, don't wait till they get older, because you know it is never too late to teach them to be successful financially. You got to be willing to talk to your children about money. Money, how to budget, how to manage debt, how to track money, and plan for the future. Too many times we say they ain't ready. No, the problem is you're not ready. They're ready. If you want them to be financially stable as they become men, that strive as a man with financial moving in the right direction, which is between 32 and 35, you better prepare them young. Don't let them get to be teenagers. Do it when they're 2 and 3. You got to process age level each one of them. You're trying to wait till it be a perfect time? Today is the perfect time to teach our kids about money, because you've got to do them a disservice. Be a part of this show by calling in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online because of my the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location as you chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe neighborhood. And it's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. And this is an issue in our neighborhood. This is an issue in our culture. And we need to address it. We'll keep sharing things to our boys to be impactful. We're going to partner with the Brothers of Iota Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep sharing with you because we want our boys to be successful. We want our children to be successful, but we definitely want our boys to be successful. Truly, truly, I want everybody to understand God has blessed me with an opportunity to come here and share some things with you. We're going to continue with part 5, and we're going to talk about in our next show, which is the skills needed to improve financial literacy. We have several topics we need to address. You know, how can you help your son? You know, how can I help my son, your son, financially? Let's talk about generation wealth. This is something that's been thrown around. Well, generation wealth, teach them what generation wealth is all about. I'm going to tell you a hint. I want you to keep in mind. Generation wealth ain't how much money you have. It's what family. Generation wealth is family. Because no matter how much money some of the richer people have, if they don't have nobody, the money go to the state. But if you have children, you can pass that money on. But you can understanding money. So keep that in mind. It's been awesome talking with you today. We're about to close out. Truly, it's been a blessing. We got about 15 seconds. God has been good. Thank you so much for taking time to be. We have a lot of people who have a lot of statements here. And I thank you so much. It's Trip Fresh, all the way down to Dirty Wolf, A-Blog, all of the things you're saying. Thank you so much. And they say, are you looking at your fans, old Tomler? Yes, I am. I'm looking. They're rolling around pretty fast. And I'm trying to give you a shout out as you are. Thank you, say, so much for being here. Thank you for taking time, and that's Trip Fresh. Thank you so much for being here, and it's nice to meet you as well. Look forward to having on us tomorrow. We got an awesome show planned tomorrow, and tomorrow's show will be where I'll be co-hosting, and I'm a production person. Tell the Truth Prime Time. Our host with the most will be joining us, Lisa Farrah Levine, joining us tomorrow. And we're excited. That'll be at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We just talk about life issues. We're talking about what's going on in the world. And we have an awesome show planned. It's going to be a part two of the show we had previously called Unity. How do we address our unity in our country, in our community? But we're all about neighborhood, block by block. So truly, thank you so much. Get your heart up. Thank you. Truly, I'm telling you, Trip Fresh, thank you for sharing your thoughts. You're very interactive. She's going to be joining you too. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That is Tell the Truth Prime Time with the most, which is Lisa Levine, and I'll be co-hosting, and I'll be back as a navigator, production person, making sure we're on all of the networks. Truly, it was awesome. They hopefully gained something from it. We truly will see you tomorrow night. I'm going to tell you from my heart, I love you. I truly love you. Coming from my heart. And as I press this share button, because they have a tendency to, it comes from my heart. I love you, Trip Fresh and everybody else, because I like what I'm doing, and I enjoy making it do what it do. And as we get ready to close out, I want you to keep in mind, you may be struggling, but you won't struggle no more if you take advantage of the opportunity to get as much knowledge by financial literacy and not let keeping up with the Joneses govern your financial situation. We don't want to write to the music, but we want to play this. You'll struggle no more if you take an opportunity to research how you can be financial. Don't say, I'm not making a business. I want to give a business. But you cannot plan. If you can't pay employees, if you can't do that, you can't open a business because it's required. No more.
Love.